WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook this morning. What do you genuinely just not understand? Mm-hmm. Just genuinely, you're like, I don't get it. I mean, I understand and I get what the words that you're saying, but I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty simple, and I don't think I'm alone on this. Calculus.
Oh, yeah.
Even at algebra, when you started putting letters in hypothetical, I don't get how hypothetical math works.
I can hardly spell it.
I mean, like, looking at a picture, I just genuinely don't understand.
Didn't understand it then, don't understand it now, but you know what? I got a calculator.
So. I never even got too close to, I finished the basic algebra that I needed actually in high school, like got done with like the 2 years that I needed to do to graduate. And I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
I learned what I need to do. I'm not going to be an engineer. I'm not being a math teacher. I'm done.
Thinking about math too. I got a buddy who builds houses. I mean, he's full blown construction, you know? Yeah. I'm like, dude, how often do you really use math that you learned in school? He's like, honestly, he's like, you know, quick division, quick multiplication.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's like, really, man, it's everything's.
See, now my brother, when he was a heavy equipment operator, and so, I mean, doing big cranes, and he actually used math quite a bit because, you know, putting things in certain spots, and weight and this and that, and I was actually really impressed at what he had to learn, but like for me, like I'm looking at this, like I Googled calculus equation, and I mean, I couldn't make heads or tails. That just looks like someone just wrote a bunch of stuff down.
You know, when I quit? When they put letters.
Letters. That was, I was like,
when they
what?
Started putting letters in, I'm like, dude, come on.
Find the value of X. I'm like, what? Where is X coming from?
Yeah.
I don't, now there's an A in there? Why?
Have you seen that app?
No.
That you can take, like, the biggest division problem you can think of, or calculus, or algebra, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it. Boom, immediately.
See, and that's what I mean. Now, I still think, you know, obviously the basics should be. And I remember when Kiki and I first started dating, when I bartended, I got really good at quick math, you know, adding. And I do it and I break it down a certain way in my head, and I can actually
You're pretty decent at math.
In that sense, like basic multiplication, subtraction, division, I think that's important. But also, too, yeah, you can literally, right now, I could say, if we had a Google or an Alexa, hey, Alexa, what's 1,000 times 9, 8, 6, 5, 4, 2, 1, and it would give it to you like that. So I understand technology is great, but I still think that we should teach the stuff. But calculus, I mean, come on.
I have an uncle who you can give him any 2 4-digit numbers, yep. Immediately, boom, tell you what they are multiplied together.
That's nuts.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. I'm serious. He's a genius in that way. The math thing, man, is just, it's weird how smart he is in that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and too,
like, what is your brain doing?
Like, I don't understand. Like, there's things, like hypothetical, like, there's scientists that literally are studying, like, hypothetical things.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's well past me. What about you? What don't you genuinely understand?
What do you think I'm going to say?
How can you not like the guy?
Oh my God.
How?
I didn't think you were going to go this direction.
How can you not like him?
You're talking about Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying I don't like him as a person. I just...
How do you not like him as a player?
I think he's overrated. I genuinely don't understand how you can be so blinded.
By what?
By thinking that he's the greatest of all time.
Oh, dude, it's just not me. You better talk to all the analysts now.
No,
you're not just talking to me, bro.
You and every jackass up in New England.
How do you not like him?
Dude,
his fundamentals are ridiculous.
Jared Goff has better stats than Brady this year.
Does he have any Super Bowls? Dude, how can you not like the guy? He's. Did you see what he did with Mahomes?
Hey, nobody talks about this. Oh, I'm getting worked up.
I know.
Mahomes?
Yeah.
Mahomes? Walked off the field after the game. Didn't say anything to Brady. Purposely avoided Brady. Went to the locker room. Dude, come on.
I'm not saying.
Come on, congratulate the guy.
I'm
at least
not saying that's right.
So, you know what Tom did?
What did he do?
He got his agent, was like, hey, go find Mahomes' agent. I want to meet him. I want to say, you know, congratulations. You're awesome. You're awesome. Mm-hmm. And he did. They found a room. Tom went to him. I mean, come on, dude.
I say he's a great guy. He's a great guy. Dude, there's a
video of him after the AFC Championship giving hugs, telling everybody, dude, the reason we're winning is because of you. You know, dude,
you're so worked up.
I just don't understand why people hate him so much.
Oh, boy.
He's an outstanding guy.
Just a stand-up. Ask him out on a date? Jesus,
you know what?
God.
You know, the things you said you would do to Aaron Rodgers, don't even say anything about that.
Aaron's handsomer.
Is he?
He is.
Is he? Because I'm pretty sure GQ said something different.
He's got better facial hair than Brady. God. I genuinely just don't understand why you just can't admit that Rodgers is the greatest ever. I don't understand it. I love it. You are so worked up right now.
I just don't understand it.
You are riled up.
I don't understand it.
Why?
Damn you.
We'll be back with more things we don't understand.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:48. What do you genuinely just not understand? What in this world? He's like, I don't get it.
I just don't.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Annette said math and men and people who take meth.
That's funny.
You've obviously never tried meth. You'll get it.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Let's see. Michelle said, as stupid as it sounds, Snapchat. I just don't get it. No, that's not. No, I don't get it either. I don't understand Snapchat.
It's just, I don't have it. Do you have it?
I don't. No, I've sent one snap in my life, and I was like, this is stupid.
This sucks.
It sucks. I'm getting it. Angela said, Cheese Whiz.
I love Cheese Whiz.
I love it, too, but.
Cheese in the can, baby.
I mean, when you think about it, and you don't need to refrigerate it.
Yeah, that's some pretty,
You just, I mean.
It's probably not the most healthy thing for you.
There's no way there's not some kind of chemical compound in that is just, like. You know what it's going to be in the year 2060 is the commercials like the mesothelioma. Oh, yeah.
Did you eat Cheese Whiz as a child?
Did you or a loved one get sick or die by eating Cheese Whiz? You may be entitled to compensation.
$5 billion was Cheese Whiz, though, man.
I ate so much. Oh, God.
The wife hates it. Every time I like try to get it at the store, she's like, put that back.
Kiki will put a can down in a day.
Oh, yeah.
In a day. You give her Cheese Whiz and like chicken and a biscuit, you know? Oh, my God, dude. Gone. Like Jabba the Hutt. She's going to kill me for saying that. Let's see. What else do we got? Jeff said, why do people lose their minds when the weather calls for snowstorms?
Hey, there we go. I'm right with you, man.
Yeah, right there.
We've been talking about it on the show the past week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think Adara said racism, sexism, flat earthers, anti-vaxxers, and how to say spell Czechoslovakia. Couldn't help you with that last one there. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, the racism thing, too.
Yeah.
2019, guys.
Racism, sexism, and honestly, my big one on the anti-vaxxers, I don't understand. Like, all of those. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't get why that's even a thing.
It's like
right
there's
now.
So much information being passed around with the technology we have these days. Like, you know, you think you would learn.
When people do.
You know, and evolve. But some people are just stuck.
No. They're just stuck.
You know, and I think it's the South. The South is just stuck being racist. Come on,
well,
South.
That's all we know.
All right.
Come on. And I think, unfortunately, it's spread everywhere at this point. Chris said, people driving slow in the fast lane. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Oh,
I don't know what
people
are thinking.
Just have no ambition to get anywhere.
You're just in your own world.
Own world.
You're just like,
I'm driving on the road.
This is great.
And a guy do it this morning.
Someone gave me a driver's license. Someone gave me permission to do this.
You know, I'm going down Napier at 45 miles an hour. The speed limit guy from the other side of the road pulls right in front of me. It's a two-lane road. Don't pull in front of me, dude.
Yeah.
Then he goes like 15.
Yeah. Oh, you were there. I'm sorry. I didn't see you.
Yeah. I rarely think of murder, but.
I like Andrew's. Andrew said, women. Yeah, I went there. Andrew, we're not supposed to understand them.
No,
I think that's what guys need to understand is that we're not supposed to understand women.
Yeah, and don't waste any time trying to figure it out.
No. No, because guess what? You're not going to get there. We're just going to be confused. The key is what we need to understand with women is that we don't understand them And we just need to understand how to survive in that world.
Just smile and nod.
Yeah. Chocolates. Have chocolates nearby at all times. Chocolates and cheese.
All right.
You'd be fine. Maybe a piece of jewelry. Throw it at him and run away.
That's another thing I never understood. What? The appeal of jewelry from women. It's just a stone.
Yeah.
You know, like the $4,000 diamond you buy her. It's like, dude, it's just a rock.
And that's all just been promotion over the years.
Same thing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That's what I don't understand either is why so much has been put on, like money. It's all just because over the years, like, valuables. Like, why is gold? Why is this thing valuable? And it still is. You think we'd learn now. Like, okay, I understand back in the day when there was knights and kings and queens and there was war. Yeah, okay, it makes sense that they would be dumb enough to think that just a piece of metal, whatever.
It's extremely heavy.
Is worth something. But now it's like, really? I mean, people, they value that? I don't understand.
I never really got it.
I neither.
The whole, get her a necklace and she'll love you forever.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Here, we'll end this break with Brian Reed. Why Man Cow has not replaced you two. Man Cow is not even working right now, you moron. Seriously, he got fired, you idiot.
Yeah.
You know what? I understand how stupid Brian is.
But Brian just constantly trolling.
Just how he could be such a dumb troll. Brian.
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll be back.
7WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
Boy.
7:59, Brock Hunter.
It's going to be a great day.
You know what I don't understand?
Hey.
How you can be so stupid.
You know?
How you can be such a moron.
You know, we're a lot alike, right?
That's true.
Moron.
Hey,
put the other two mics on. I got a question. We got two ladies in the studio.
Ooh.
And this goes, ladies, this goes hand in hand with our topic here. So one of our topic today is things you just don't understand.
You genuinely don't understand.
One of ours was, we just don't understand women.
We don't understand women.
We don't understand you.
Is it the same for
that's
women?
True. Yes.
Guys, like, here's the thing. Guys, are so simple.
What don't you understand?
Yeah, what don't you get?
The list is long. So long.
She's like, hang on, let me get the list.
I think men are easier to understand than women. I think we can both agree on that. Can we agree on that?
Nope.
What? Well, come on.
I'll tell you why it's so easy. Because no matter what it is, it always funnels down into one thing. And that thing has three letters. Sex. Easy as pie.
That's true.
No pun intended.
That's it.
Oh my God!
You know, so there you go. If you
Hunter,
can't,
we don't get ladies on the show a lot.
Perhaps
stop
a reason.
Ruining it.
I'm already scaring them away.
For God's sake,
there's a reason. Okay,
this is why we don't understand them. Damn it!
So no matter what, if you don't understand the dude,
that's right.
Just think, what's he really mainly trying to do?
What did Hunter tell me? Hold on, wait. Let me dig deep in my mind to that nugget of information that Hunter gave me.
Yeah. So there you go.
Awesome.
He ruined it.
Thanks.
I don't understand why you keep ruining everything. God.
Sorry, guys.
Rock 107 double.